Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, John Crockett, and we are back after, what do? We put the challenge out to get 69 likes on a tweet to do a show, and that was well and truly smashed. So here we are. We're not really talking football, but we're doing a draft. We're doing something that the traders invented, the pick a player from each team to draft a team. So it'll be 5-7-1-5, but picking only one player per team. So thank you to the traders for allowing us to do this. And Steve,
sorry, did we ask?
Yes, we did. Oh. And they gave the blessing. We did ask. And they gave their blessing. So Steve, welcome to you, mate. How's the things going in Western Victoria?
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. I don't know. Just another day.
Another day, just getting through it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we also welcome you, Stato. Stato, how is the top end treating you?
Yeah, wonderfully well. And sorry for the delay from the recording. I had my cleaner in just working hard, getting me prepared for another week. You guys all have cleaners and butlers too, don't you?
Yeah, it's called me. And my wife, we clean our own place, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
We don't live the high life like you do, but
sitting here sipping my espresso martini.
Now, is that handmade or is it one of those canned ones from Dan Murphy?
No. I just made it myself, mate. Got the shaker and all. It saves me paying $20 at any bar, for Christ's sakes. But no, it's good.
Did he call it an espresso or an espresso? Because I'm pretty sure he'd fuck any name up that he could.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the reason why I'm having an espresso martini as we speak is, although many of my players in the off-brand stuff did quite well this week, but I just got shafted again. And it's happened about three times this year for non-selected field players, and Bergman was this week. So my plan was to bring in Hind, who was one of my regrets. And because Bergman didn't play, I was hoping for his old punch out a good score against Collingwood, seeing he's a defender, didn't get selected. So I had to keep Powell and trade Bergman instead. So all I could go to was Dusty. Now, long term, it's not going to be bad. But this week, Power scores me 45. Hind goes to 97, so I missed out on that. And Dusty only gives me the 66. So I'm a cheerful little lad. So hence having a couple of drinks on a Sunday. Yeah.
Poo pod.
I said off-brand, you bastards.
It's pretty amazing that usually you have to pay money to hear this sort of advice, but then anyway, there you go. Surprised you're not having a kombucha or whatever the fuck you're selling out.
Sombrero Mexican thing they're selling out on now.
Yeah.
So normally I'm on the Nutribullet or the kombucha, but I'm drowning my sorrows tonight. And I've got a bottle of red ready to go, gents, once the martini's finished.
And welcome to you, Cam McLaughlin. How's things up in northern Queensland there?
Bastards. Yeah, good. Quite warm and didn't have the same problems as Stato. And, I don't really to make myself an espresso partif. I just don't think it's not necessary. But, doing well and looking forward to drafting one player from every team, which is, I guess, what we're doing.
Well,
is that right?
Well, yes.
Where are you in the keeper league, Cam? I tell you, below me, like the rest of your life.
I haven't logged in for about 4 weeks.
you, me and Stato have had the experience in this. Steve hasn't done it before, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. It was about a year ago to the day, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it might have been.
Lockdown.
I logged in last week, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm only two games out of the eight.
Can I say to the listeners, like any other Draft Doctors material, we've absolutely done no research here. So yeah. Before we actually start, is this our dream team, or are we considering that this is just for this season a redraft, and we've got to consider the current injuries?
Redraft and consider current injuries.
Yeah, current injuries.
and blank page.
Included.
Yeah.
You can pick Matt Rattle if you want. Like,
yeah, I'm not picking him. He won't score much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're drafting for the second half of the year.
Yeah, that's it. And it's going to Twitter, right?
So yeah, of course.
Twitter are going to vote who's going to win on this.
Fuck. All the burners get fired up as usual.
I've got a number generator up here.
Nina's going to go ham. He's going to go ham.
I've got a number generator here. Steve, you will be pick four.
Yes.
Stato, pick three.
Oh, this
Cam,
is rigged.
You'll pick one.
Yes. No way.
So Cam, myself, Stato, and Steve. Fire away, Cam.
Give me the Grundy.
Grundy, okay. Then I will go Maximilian.
Is anyone taking these down, by the way?
I'm writing my own team.
I'm writing my own team.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. And I've got Grundy at one, by the way, in my own team. I'm marking down Brody Grundy in my own team. I'm marking my own team. Brody Grundy's down as number one. He's gone crazy.
Yeah, he has.
The espresso martini's gotten to him. Stato, your pick, mate.
As a defender, Rory Laird.
Okay.
Be taking down what players are being picked because there's going to be a lot of, no, already fucking drafted.
Well,
no,
that's half the fun.
It is.
I will take... I'll take Zeeble.
I was thinking about doing that early. Yep.
Now, sorry, it's snakes around. So yeah. Steve's got the next pick.
Yeah.
This is Bonsai, actually.
I'll take my boy Took.
Took. Nice. He is killing it.
I'm going to take for my second pick, first in the midfield, the pig himself, Tom Mitchell.
Jono?
I'm going to take Z-Dog, Zach Merritt.
Very good. I'm going to take Aaron Hall.
Ooh.
And I'm going to follow that up with Darcy Parrish.
Ooh, don't mind that. So Zeeble and Hall are gone, yeah?
Yeah. Good luck the rest of you.
Goldstein
died. Zeeble gone?
Yeah, Steve took him.
He's just realised he's got to pick Jai Simkin.
Yeah, because he's not getting... I'm just taking Cunnington and just getting it done with.
Oh, that's fine, because you know what I'm going to do. Punt my fucking rucks. Because all of you have taken a North Melbourne player, so you've just handed me the ace.
Well, Goldstein, he just got injured today.
Injured his ankle.
No, he didn't. Oops. He came back up. He's fine.
Scoring those 60s really good.
Enjoy the seventh best rock.
I mean, O'Brien's still available if you want him, Stato. Grab him.
Yeah.
Get stuffed.
Whose pick is it, by the way?
It's mine. I'm thinking. God.
Who did Jai pick?
Cunnington.
I'm going Jack McRae.
Good midfield you're getting there.
I've only got two.
Yeah, but Titch and McRae. Woofed.
So it's me? Right.
Steve, yep.
Jarman Impey.
It's a great pick after Titch.
Wait, this is Supercoach, right?
I'd say Whitfield.
Callum Mills.
Oh, okay. Sam Walsh.
I'm going to take Mitch Duncan.
Mitch Duncan, okay.
Yeah, good call. Just got injured.
KO. He'll be back.
Yeah, miss the next 2 weeks.
He'll be back.
Two rounds, you're down, Cam.
I think we just said he'll be back, though. I might go with... Jesus, tough. Josh Kelly as a forward.
Oh, good get.
Rory Laird's gone. I'll take Crispy Bacon from Collingwood.
Who?
Oh, Jack Crisp.
Still side bottom from Collingwood as my first forward.
So that's on me?
Yep.
Jake Lloyd.
Get around him.
Enjoy Sydney, boys.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'll back it up with Doherty.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Good luck with the rest of Carlton, boys.
No, there's still still one good one.
TDK.
Yikes. Yikes.
Clayton Oliver.
Oliver. Not bad, not bad. Josh Kelly's gone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I will take first forward Dane Zorko.
No, he's already gone, mate.
Who took him?
Who took Zorko? It was Steve's first pick.
No, it wasn't.
He took Zeeble.
Took Zeeble.
Oh, okay.
Thank the Lord. Sorry, mate. Do your two picks, and then we'll just do a quick run through of what we're looking at so far.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. I'm going to take Lockie Hunter as a forward.
Ooh, interesting. Just run us through your team and what you've got positional so far.
I've got no defenders. I have Parrish and Duncan in the midfield. And then I have Grundy as a ruck, Aaron Hall, Josh Kelly, and Lockie Hunter as forwards.
Okay, so I've got three midfielders, Cunnington, Zerett, Sam Walsh, Max Gorn as my ruckman, and Zorko and Jack Crisp as a forward and defender. Stater?
And defenders, I have Rory Laird, Callum Mills. In my midfield, Tom Mitchell, Jack McRae, and Clayton Oliver. And in my forward line, still Sidey Bottom.
Not bad at all. And Steve?
Defence, got Whitfield, Lloyd, and Doc. In the midfield, the Took. No ruck. And the forward line is Jack Zeeble and Jarman Impey.
So I'm going to go with... Jeez, it gets a little bit scary straight away, doesn't it?
It's starting.
Oh, man. I'm going to load up on some Jack Billings as a forward.
I need another defender. Is Jack Bowes...
He's still there.
See, he's only in concussion, was he, or hammy?
Hammy. He'll be back after the bye, so he's only missing one more week, effectively.
And is what's his name? The guy came from Richmond. Is he defender or mid only?
Mid only.
Then I will take Jack Bowes. Get rid of that Gold Coast. Stato. It gets tricky.
Espresso. Now the new rules have come through. There's a line through Zach Butters, but you know it's like if we
do
any
new rules.
You're saying that we're we're selecting for the second half.
What were the old rules?
Well, there were no with the sorry. They're cool. Andrew Gaff.
I kind of imagine what this would be like with a no list draft. Just like, is he gone? Who the hell?
Zerat was gone, yeah?
Zerat's gone.
It's the silence that we love when the four of us together.
It's really good for a podcast, I've heard.
It's a great visual,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Remarkable.
Well, if we had a half decent host, he'd be filling in stuff, and it'd be good. I'm going to take Petraka. CP5 for DOS.
And that's your first. That's your first pick. You got another pick coming up.
I'll take. I will take.
What are you looking at doing, Cam, with your pick?
Since I picked him everywhere, I'll take Klug.
Good pick.
What? Who? Oh, McClugger.
You, McClugger.
Yeah. What am I doing with my pick? Ooh. I mean,
well,
may as well finish my forwards out now.
Okay. So this is where it starts to get a bit tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So other pricks have taken good picks, and you've ruled yourself out of certain clubs. So although there's some really good picks at certain clubs, you've got to start being creative. And we need to create balance in our squad. Sorry, I'm thinking, so I'm trying to fill in time and not give dead air like you bastard Steve.
Well, I don't think you should be talking whilst you're picking. Like, you know, just an amusing... Like, the Epstein thing today, like, or yesterday. Like, I mean, we could be talking about that whilst you're making your pick.
I'm going to go Dustin Martin, because Richmond are a prick of a team.
Right. Certainly. Enjoy that 66. That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Live that again.
Stuff you.
Double down.
I suppose there's a little bit going both ways, but I'm going to take I'm going to take three off the board because I just find them truly horrendous and pick Nat Fyfe as a forward.
You enjoy that goal kicking, buddy.
It's clutch goals, mate. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to take Ben Keys in the mid. And then I will roll with...
Well, it's the only place you can take Ben Keys.
Yes.
Adelaide's a prick of a team now.
Yeah, there's nothing left at Adelaide.
Yep.
Oh, there's plenty there. You just got to mine that gold.
The gold.
The shoal gold. That's no good. I'm going to take...
Has everyone else gone to Adelaide?
No, two Adelaide are gone, I think.
Laird
and Keys.
Okay. There's plenty left there. There's plenty left there.
I wouldn't say plenty. There's some left.
There's something.
There's people who play in the AFL who are still left to select from the Adelaide Football Club.
I've got 40 players to pick from there. That's fine.
That feels generous, Steve. I'm going to go with... Jaeger.
John?
Jaeger? So he's going to play 3-4? Games?
He's played I don't know. He's played a bunch.
Was it my pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always after Cam. It's our rankings. Shit. Cam, Jono.
This is tough.
Just make sure, whilst Jono's picking, make sure you check out my great blog, Every Golf Course in Victoria. I've been playing some absolute belters lately, including a 9-hole sand scrape out at Rokewood.
So you're complaining about me having a butler and a cleaner, and here you are playing the most expensive sport in the world.
Rokewood, just going everywhere. $10 to play at Rokewood.
What? $10?
$10.
I'm going to take Tommy Stewart if he's still available.
Yeah. I looking at my team already. Geez, I would have vomited in a hat. At the start of the year, you know, like it is putrid. You basically give up. You draft Ben Keys.
I remember in the last draft you went potato Langford.
Yeah.
Mind you, he did turn up over the weekend playing the Roo Boys.
The potato's good.
I do like potato.
Is that a bar behind you, Steve?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Are you building that currently?
No, it was built for me. It was already there. Okay. I have no craftsmanship. Though. It's a good bar.
Yeah.
Could you make me an espresso martini?
What?
No.
I drink whatever beer is on my docket at Woolies. Yeah.
Who's go is it?
It is your Stato. I just picked Tom Stewart.
You went Tom Stewart. Sorry. God, that was a long delay, wasn't it? How long's this pod? Oh, we're only 22 minutes in. That's good.
Imagine being able to buy beer at Woolies. You guys have it so easy down there.
You can in New Zealand.
Well, whatever the Woolies extension. Yeah, that one.
Do you know you need to apply 2 weeks in advance to buy alcohol up here?
Really? I couldn't live like that.
Wow. So you planned for Bergman to be, like, ruin your week?
That was very quick, Cam, and quite impressive. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
What have I got?
We've got a bit of work here.
Three midfielders, three defenders.
There's people I'm getting sort of sucked into here, but I'm actually going to go Timmy Taranto and knock off GWS.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just sitting there, wasn't he? Yeah, it's going to get...
So can I just recoup my midfield to everyone so far? Five out of the seven fielder. Tom Mitchell, Jack McRae, Clayton Oliver, Andrew Gaff, Timmy Taranto. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, but what's...
Espresso out the nose. Love it.
Yeah, good. Good. That's what we came here for.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that leaves GWS just for me now. That's all open. Oh, you beauty.
So for the listeners, this is becoming really tricky. And there's only four of us, so we're always going to be drafting really good players, but... You put yourself in a bind because you can only have one at a club, so strategy is so key here.
So everyone else has got GWS, right? Who got Josh Kelly?
I've got Josh Kelly.
Whitfield's gone, which must be Steve, and Taranto's gone.
So I can just get TFG any time of life?
No, but you can't. He's out for three weeks.
I can live with that.
Three losses on the trot.
You can get him at the RSN, and that's...
That's fine.
The game. That's fine. Like, it's the same. Like, I can get Taylor Adams at the 18th round, and that's fine. Like, that's going to happen to all of us, Jono.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Right.
You don't want it to happen at North Melbourne, where you end up with
Goldie.
Well, Goldie, yeah, awesome, yay. Whose pick is it? Mine.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take great man from Cobden. Loves his forward status, the big Das.
Nice. Good pick.
Yeah, I was actually holding off for that, thinking I was going to get him as a forward later on.
Did he get the forward status, did he?
Yeah. No, good pick up, Steve. you actually bent me over there.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. Sometimes.
I really didn't want to use this club.
But you have to.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a bind. There's really only two rucks I want left. And,
there is a club that is just truly putrid.
It's a surprising club, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take Tim Kelly. Because
West Coast
are fucking rank.
No, they are. They are. That's why I went Gaff early.
That wasn't the team I thought was putrid. It's another team that's putrid.
Who else is putrid?
There's a few teams that are putrid for fantasy purposes.
Yeah, of course.
Stato, what are you looking at next?
Oh shit! Thinking time. Can someone play a bit of thinking music?
Do 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 do.
Where's the jug? Do, do, do.
I get the jug. Oh, you can't really do it on a can, but
yeah.
There's another team that's actually putrid. So I'm going to take one there and say Jack Steele.
Yeah. Yep. I was hoping.
I don't think that comes that bad.
Well, Billings is gone. Steele's gone.
So?
Well, half the team are getting dropped after this week.
That's why I'll just wait till last and just see what's left.
It's Dregs. Marshall was out injured.
Man, I think I'll paint him. Oh, no, I can take. Oh, he's really not that good fantasy, but I think I'm going to have to take him. How many defenders have I got? Three. I'm going to get rid of Richmond and take Jaden Short. Because the rest is just putrid after that.
Nothing like taking the second best averaging Richmond defender.
It's only averaging better, is he?
Yeah.
Hooley, I have no faith in whatsoever.
Yeah,
I'm
glad I got rid of
points.
I can
live with 3 points.
I'm going to lock in Daniel Rich. And I will also take...
Well, slow down, Poindexter.
And thank you very much for that gift, peeps.
I'm also going to take Christian... Oh, whoa. Hang on.
Whoa. Whoa.
I think you've all taken D, so I will not be taking him. I'll take Dan Houston.
Okay. Then I will take Travis Boak and get rid of that putrid team.
Yep.
Be gone, Port Adelaide. Putrid team. My boy, Travis Boak. Love that guy.
Yeah, is he?
Hell no. For the listeners out there, I said he was going to fail spectacularly. He's
been and then you drafted him in our league in like round 4, and he is your boy. You've been riding his jock all year. Like, don't worry about it.
No, but I've gone off him. I've gone on my other boy, Hugh McClugger, since Lachie Neale.
You were fucking trying to get rid of Hugh McClugger for about 6 weeks. I was trying to get rid of
him. No one wanted Hugh McClugger. Lachie Neale goes down. Think I might hold on to that bloke.
You didn't offer me shit. I was like, I was doing too well. Still doing too well, let's be honest, well, Jono.
That is true. But I'm coming. Whitfield back, just banging out 110s now. Dangerfield after the buys. Yo, just laid 14 tackles in 60 minutes of game time.
In a waffle Love game. It. Awesome.
And lost, so it's good.
Mm.
What are you looking at, Stato?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
My midfield is going to be putrid after this.
You haven't picked a Geelong player, have you, Steve?
No.
I'm gifting you one.
Ooh.
Well, there's like 3 good ones left. Like,
yeah, there's heaps there.
Yeah, the thief. Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to sort out other things.
Yeah, but I need to sort out other things.
Actually, I'm going to pick a forward. I'm going to give 2 defenders to someone else, and I'm going to pick Nick Hind as a forward.
It's all right. I've already got my Essendon player. It's fine.
Actually, there's another gift to Steve. So Geelong and Essendon I've gifted to Steve. But you guys have gifted me Brisbane.
Well, there's heaps of... I think there's still a few gems there at Essendon.
Yeah, but there was just no point picking my gift at Brisbane, seeing I can do that in the last round. You guys have gone.
Yeah.
And because he's my only position left there, I need to go somewhere else.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna take the Bont.
Oh, you bastard.
Good pick.
I was looking at him. 2021 Brownlow medalist.
And that frees up Cam. Cam, you're the only one without a Western Bulldog. No, you went Hunter.
I got Hunter.
Yeah,
just me then.
Jono. Yeah. So you get injured Treloar.
Nah, Caleb Daniel's still sitting there.
I brought in Daniel this week in Classic.
Yeah, he would have scored.
It was a $10,000 upgrade from Isaac Cumming.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And considering Geary went off with that little bit of injury, they tried to tag Daniel and then he just went ham.
Oh, I got another pick, don't I? Fuck.
It's starting to get hard. Oh, I need to give away my gift at Brisbane. Oh, wow.
You've just realised that you've got too many in one position.
No. It's just that one player is the only player left at one club. And they have no...
players?
No. I've found a solution.
So, Steve, your job right now is to find whatever player he's just found.
Did he... I don't know. Oh, fuck, man. I have no idea what's going on at all.
My God, there is... My midfield is going to turn into utter garbage soon.
Yeah, I think the problem... I got a big problems here. Oh, massive problems.
It's not as easy as you think, is it?
Huge problems, people. Huge problems. This is
and
not
this
going.
Is why it's
we should
fun.
Have. We should have researched this instead of reading. Less. Well, she's not even baby fizz anymore. She's old fizz now.
How old is she
four,
now?
Four chapters. She's five. Ooh. But there's a baby fizz.
You're
now.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Five.
She wasn't.
Is that how long we've been doing
this? She wasn't born when we started this.
That's bullshit.
It's crazy, isn't it? Tells a story.
I still look younger, don't I?
Yeah, the cosmetic surgery's doing well.
Motherfuckers.
Botox lips was a really interesting choice, though. It was just.
And all that collagen right at the front of your brow there.
Says the mysterious man in the dark, frozen for the whole pod.
Hey, my little camera, it's moving about, so that's fine.
You could be masturbating and would have no idea.
No, you'd hear it.
Oh, he probably is. He probably is.
And now we've hit it where we should be.
Listeners, are you glad we're back?
Welcome back to the draft.
Oh, I got one team that's a massive issue. Fuck.
Oh.
Four mids.
And they're that shithouse fucking team.
Two.
Two. I will take Cam Guthrie.
Three mids.
Thank you.
AKA AC joint Cam Guthrie.
He's fine. He came back on. He's fine.
That's a surefire way of telling if someone's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
It's fine. It's all
fine.
Good. It's fine.
It's good. It's good.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Worst comes to worst, just hit the waiver wire and pick up Danger later on. It's fine.
Yeah. Did he slip through?
There's two
Danger
forwards.
Went undrafted.
There's two good forwards. No, Geelong has still got two. There's still two good forwards for Geelong.
I thought we've all finished off Geelong.
Yeah, only me to come. So I'll just pick one of the forwards. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, you just picked Nick Hind and you can't be getting smug.
Well, why don't you pick one of your forwards?
Mate, he's averaging 94.
No one fucking gives a shit. No one fucking cares. It's Nick fucking Hind.
I would like
no one's heard of him before this year.
Luke Ryan.
Thank God.
You can't get smug and then be like, yeah, Luke Ryan, motherfucker.
Luke Ryan in the defence.
Oh, my midfield is going to be putrid.
Motherfuckers.
Parker. Luke Parker.
I've only got one problem.
God damn it, Jono.
Oh, hadn't you finished, Sydney? I thought you had. Oh, thank Christ for that.
Jeez, it is dire.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got an easy one at Sydney now that you guys have all taken them. Fuck. I'm going to take Andy Brayshaw and Eddard Kerno.
Oh, now I need another.
Who hasn't picked Carlton yet?
Me. Thank you. Oof.
So no Carlton, no North Melbourne.
Oof. And I've got the flyer for the second half of the season.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Not Paddy Dow.
Nah. I dropped him last week in our home league.
Yeah. Gotcha.
These are all just freebies.
I wouldn't even rate that as a... I wouldn't get smug about it, though.
Three. That's all right.
Two more mids.
I'm getting three smug. Forward.
Everyone's picked their Eagles player, yeah?
No?
I better pick an Eagles player. I'll take one of them.
Please, no.
I don't know which one I want, though.
Yeah, they're all horrible.
I haven't picked... Oh, Saints. Oh, God. This is terrible. I'm in trouble here. I'll only be forwards. That's fine. I'm going to take Rory. No, I've got full. I've got carte blanche in Adelaide. That's fine. This is terrible. Terrible. I don't know. Tim Kelly's going here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me. Vomit bucket. I'm going to take a risk and go Dom Sheed. That's how dire it is at the Eagles.
It's not. I've walked
so
into
what a... what you're rating him in this fact in the top 28 midfielders in the competition, John.
Because I have to.
That's not even true though, right? Because depending on how you've drafted, you could end up going pretty bare in one of the clubs.
Well, you know, I don't want to risk an injured player in Yo coming back. He's probably more Supercoach relevant than fantasy.
What do you think about Witherden?
Got dropped for the weekend, didn't he?
No, he's injured, but he's averaging like 95.
Yes. Oh, I've already got four
this
defenders.
This guy traded during the week.
Witherden, really?
Yeah, job security, you know. I've got four defenders, so I could pick anyone up. That's fine.
Really excited to pick up a Sydney forward. Highest averaging forward, Chad Warner. 74. Jesus Christ.
That's good.
You didn't want to go Bud Warner?
No, I'll take Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, there it is.
It looks better on paper than in your team, doesn't it?
Heaney?
Yeah.
Just the name.
Last
the
two, so since coming back, he's gone... This week he went 84, and then last week he went, oh, I don't know, something not quite 100-ish?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long?
Is it my turn? My turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so basically I've got my team finished because you've gifted me Brisbane, Carlton, Geelong. So all I have to do is complete...
You forgot North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, you are correct. So all I have to do is choose a Gold Coast player and a Port player. That's all I have to do. And between those, I need a forward and a defender. There is no good forwards in Port Adelaide. None.
Like, that's why I went Boak early.
Jack shit.
Have you had a look at the forwards at the Suns?
Yeah. There's one.
What,
there's
Farrow one. And Corbett aren't cutting the mustard?
There's one.
There's one.
And they're still getting a game ahead of Fiorini? I mean, come on.
There's one.
Alex Sexton.
I'll go...
Miller's a forward.
Yeah. I'll go defender first from Port Adelaide and go Darcy Byrne-Jones.
Ugh.
So glad you picked
him. Yeah.
Broadband or
sitting there in the mid-80s. It's okay.
It's scores you an 8 when it matters.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Can you remember that, you bastard?
Never forget.
Never forget. I didn't even have him on my list. I'll take Jordan Ridley.
Fair enough.
With my first. And back it up with... Is Shai Bolton still alive?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll take Shai Bolton.
Rats! And on the return, because everything else is freebies, I'll pick Lockie Weller.
I'll take Bailey Dale as a forward for the Bulldogs.
That's the opposite to Isaac Heaney.
Has everyone else picked Richmond?
Yep.
And has everyone else picked Suns?
Yep.
Ah. Okay. Mine are easy picks from here on. So I'll take Bashahuli and... hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Bashahuli and Christian Salem.
Okay.
As defenders?
I'll take, to finish out my midfield, the quality star that is a St Kilda, Brad Crouch. I'm not so proud of that pick, but...
Just before I announce my last midfield, I'll just read them through to you.
Oh, no. I've made a horrible mistake.
Tom Mitchell, Jack McRae, Clayton Oliver... Andrew Gaff, Timmy Taranto, Jack Steele, and to finish it off, Jared Lyons.
Yeah, your other ones must be piss, mate.
Yeah. I know.
he's just like, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But, I mean, my first two defenders are Rory Laird and Callum Mills.
Mate, we've all got good fucking teams.
It's yeah, like well, a 3-4-1-3.
It's
only
like a 3-4-1-3 league.
Do you know what I really want to do? And I'll put it in a spreadsheet. I'm actually going to score them up each week. No captains, just score them up each week.
Whoa, captains.
You've only got the 18. No, you've only got the 18. And it's just outright score. And I'll put them up on Twitter each week.
Is it Steve's pick?
I don't know. Stato done?
Yeah, sorry.
What's the pod like? Is it just an hour of 40 minutes of you waffling?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll actually have to be under more control and better management, of course. Here I'm just a free agent, so...
Because it's PG rated and there's no swearing and Dossie's got his little run sheet to the minute.
Don't say that, Stato.
Is Hef just like got the whip cracking in the background or something?
Yeah. It's
after lunch. Look, can I whip you?
It's reasonably exciting. Okay. Can I tell you that? It's
no, you can't. Oh, I'll pick Taylor Adams just because I have to get rid of Colin. I got to go again.
I think we're probably all at the point.
We've got. I know what you're saying. I've got two teams, I think. What have I got? Oh, we got one more round in that.
It's two more rounds. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You'll finish. I made a horrible mistake. Oh, God.
I'll take...
Can I get rid of my St Kilda player? I was supposed to pick someone else.
Oh, geez. I need to have a look at who's left from the Suns in the midfield.
Fuck, I'll take Brody Smith, but...
No, Adelaide's tapped out, isn't it?
I haven't taken any.
Didn't you get Laird?
No, I got Laird. Thank you.
Oh, good God.
Quarter stone in my defence. I'll finish off my forward line. Isaac.
So you took Brady Smith, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear Lord. I'm in trouble.
Enjoy Paul Seedsman, Jono.
No. That's where I fucked up. I took Brad Crouch as my last mid. It was supposed to be an Adelaide player. It was a midfield. I was either Sloan or Seedsman.
He doesn't play for Adelaide, Brad Crouch. He's moved clubs.
Yeah, no, that's where I fucked up. My last midfield spot was taken by Brad Crouch, which should have been an Adelaide player.
Ah.
So now I have to take Tom Dode.
Oh, that's less good. That's not as good.
Yep. Or Lockie Scholl. I don't know.
I'll finish my forward line with Isaac Smith.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were about to say Isaac Heaney. I was like, oh, dear God, no.
No, no.
Someone tell
John, him. Jono's already taken him.
No, he's no, still there.
I thought Cam took Isaac Heaney.
I'm going to be.
Nick, I took Parker.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to take Tom Doda. Oh, boy.
I love it. I'll roll.
He's D5. He's straight back into the pool.
Straight back into the pool.
So you can what? Pick up Jake Kelly?
No. I was thinking more Lockie Scholl. If he pops again.
Lockie Scholl, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick Isaac Heaney and.
Oh, shit.
With the dinner as well.
Oh, thank fucking Christ he's there. Who'd you pick?
Witherden and Heaney.
Okay. Toby fucking Green.
Yay. Motherfucking go. I'll pick Nick Newman.
Newman. Love it.
Hello, Newman.
So I'll take Lysette as the ruck.
Oh, he should have gone Laddams.
And Romarsh, the pride of Portland.
Romarsh.
AKA ruled out for the season.
No, he's not. Fucking massive penis head. You're off the fucking pod, Cam. There's no pod next week.
You'll never.
In all seriousness, we'll probably be back soon.
Yeah, very soon. And I'll have my last pick, the freebie Mo Ruck, Todd Goldstein, living up to the draft doctors, punt the Rucks.
And my final forward from Hawthorn,
oof,
to Chad.
Oh, that's not a bad pick. That's a good last pick.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pick a Hawthorn forward. There's nothing. Chad's still there.
And now for Cam to fuck it up.
Okay.
Who is your last team?
Yeah, come on, Cam.
Well, it's the Suns.
Oh no! Have you got a defender left?
No, and it's pick a midfielder.
I've got a mid.
Oh,
and so with last three scores,
you're going to swallow. Are you going to swallow?
Up. Last three Spits scores: 73, 67, and 66.
Oh, I'm
going to
take
Brandon Ellis.
Wow! Yeah.
It's still averaging 100, isn't he?
He is, 102.
Yeah.
Okay. Thought he might have gone Greenwood, but anyway.
So we want to make sure that everyone understands that Cam doesn't swallow.
Cough.
Do we... What? Oh, my midfield is putrid. That is utter garbage.
Oh, man. Seriously, if I looked at my team at the start of the year, I would... Yeah, the hat is real.
The hat is
real. Like, I would vomit into a hat.
Oh, thank Christ. I'm missing.
Do we want to read out our teams? Maybe go reverse order, Steve?
So, in defence, I got Lockie Whitfield, Jake Lloyd, Sam Doherty, Jordan Ridley, and Brody Smith. Midfield, Took, Miller, Christian Petrarca, Hugh McCluggage, Tim Kelly, The Bont, Cam Guthrie, Taylor Adams.
Good.
Ruck, Scott Lysette, forward line, Zeeble, Impey, Sean Darcy, Shy Bolton, and Rowan, the pride of Portland Marshall.
Feels pretty strong.
Not a bad squad, yeah, looks good. My defence is Rory Laird, Callum Mills, Luke Ryan, Darcy Byrne Jones, Nick Newman. Midfield of Mitchell, McRae, Oliver, Gaff, Taranto, Steele, and Jared Lyons. Ruck, Todd Goldstein. Forwards are still side bottom, Dustin Martin, Nick Hind, Lockie Weller, and Isaac Smith.
All right, so going through my defence, Jack Crisp, Tom Stewart, Jack Bowes, Jaden Short, Tom Doda.
Solid
D5. Forwards, looking at on paper, it's actually not too bad. We've got Zorko, Fife, TFG, Toby fucking Green, Wingard, Bailey Dale. My ruck is Max Gorn, and it's probably the best midfield out there with Sam Walsh, Zach Merritt, Ben Cunnington, Travis Bowe.
There are three men from Cobden right there to lead it off, which is amazing.
Brad Crouch, Luke Parker, and Dom Sheed.
Yeah, yeah. Not the best midfield.
It dips away.
It dips away. Sorry, did it get to a good height at some stage?
Damn straight. What have you got there, Ken?
I've got Daniel Rich, Dan Houston, Basha Hooley, Christian Salem, and Alex Witherden into Darcy Parrish, Mitch Duncan, Ben Keyes, Jaeger Amira, Edard Curno, Andy Brayshaw, and Brandon Ellis. Grundy is the ruck. Aaron Hall, Josh Kelly, Lockie Hunter, Jack Billings, and Isaac Heaney as the forwards. Mm.
All right, so what do we do? We'll put these up on the Twitters.
I don't feel great about my team, so we might not.
I can do.
Let the punters decide on what's what, but we had some questions here somewhere.
Yeah, I put a post up before, and there's at least two.
Whoa.
Yeah, but...
Which is both from...
Wow.
Incredible engagement.
No, but we had five from the other one as well.
Oh, yeah, we did.
From the other day. I don't think there's actually people. I don't know. We had Aaron Scott ask, who is the best up-and-coming Freo defender? Chapman, Watson, or Demann?
Isn't it the other guy?
Brendan Cox.
Young?
Hayden Young?
Yeah.
Young, then Chapman, I think. But obviously Young's had 2 years and both injury-affected. So whether that's really a red flag or not yet is questionable. But, yeah, I'd say Young, then Chapman.
Yeah,
I've got a good question here.
Hang on, just wait.
Okay.
Dim Slickers asks, how early do you go a North player in your draft? Also, Cam Guthrie the real deal? Well, the top two North players went round one. And Jed Anderson will be a gun, but he went undrafted. And I'm pretty happy with Cunnington. That's from Aaron Scott. Hey, Stato, you missed out on the Jed Andergoat.
Yeah, but I needed a ruckman, mate. We had to fill our positions, mate.
My problem. You should have structured your team better then. Structure your team better.
Can we compare your midfield to mine?
Yeah, but we can compare your forward line to mine and my defence to yours.
Dom Sheed in there.
He's a gun, don't you forget it. One of my grand final back in 2018. Don't forget that.
Won me a couple of premierships too, just quietly in our keeper league. One against Steve-O, actually.
Cam, what have you got there for your question?
Russ2468 asks,
hey, Russ.
Do you guys miss the Bill? And who was your favourite character? Mine was D.S. Bolton.
Tosh. It's Tosh.
One.
He died of alcoholism. And he had a mustache.
I have never seen the Bill, so when I was tagging it, I'm like, should I be upset? Should I be proud? I didn't know what to do. Like, Mickey Bobby.
Who was his favourite character and who did he compare us to? Because I remember seeing the
all right, so he's got it up here. Russ has put it up. He goes, the Draft Doctors, if they were the Bill characters, Cam is PC Reg Hollis.
So that wasn't his favourite?
I don't know who his favourite
was. No, who was his favourite
character? I liked Reg. Reg was a good character.
Reg is all right.
Yeah. Cam, he mentioned his favourite. Who was the favourite?
None of the people he tagged us as were his favourite.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Because Statesman was Sergeant Bob Cryer.
The old cunt.
I was PC George Garfield.
Mm.
And Steve was Frank Burnside.
Mm.
And Doss is a woman, Polly Page.
I actually looked up Frank Burnside, and he got his own spin-off, just by the way. Listeners, just a hint. But he was famous for dunking people's head in the toilet.
Oh, wow.
So he's a bully?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Steve.
You get the old phone book out and just slap him across the face as well.
He knows you well.
I got a couple of extra questions. How's Steve's classic team going?
They're about 5,500. They dropped 1,000 spots this week. I was up. I was doing all right.
up and about.
But I missed out. It's kind of like if you combined, I missed out on all the good rookies in my classic team. They were all in my super coach team. Between my two teams, I would have had a good team, but I kind of have just a met in both of them.
Yeah. My super coach team says I scored 0 this week and lost.
That's not good.
Nah, 23.06 in super coach and still lost.
Stato, what's your rank in classic?
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay, and final question. Which season is the best and why is it Latham's season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It wasn't Latham's season
Cam,
today.
No, no, no. Cam Peterson's season all day long.
Every... That was a great season.
That's... It was. OG actually, is the best.
No, no, no. I'll tell you what, Jonah, and you'll agree when I say it. The best season was everyone against Source Merritt season.
Oh, yes.
That was just the most free season I've ever seen in my life.
What do we have? We had Levi 1 week. Then we had the Pride of Mafra. Pride Johnny of Mafra. Butch. Just Eddie Keyfield was kicking snakes. I reckon Harry, if Harry played against Source, he'd have 20. He would have beaten the record.
In Supercoach, key forwards against Brisbane that year averaged over 100.
Whoa.
Can you imagine?
Such a good matchup. Such a good matchup.
And when we promote this, can we just ask the listeners, do they want more loose content like this?
This is loose.
It's very loose.
No, no, this is going behind our Patreon.
Yeah. We will be having a Patreon when we come back also.
It's $69.
$69 is their first tier. $69.
$6.90.
$690 will be the second tier. And...
$6,900.
Yeah, $6,900 beyond that. I scored 23.83 in Supercoach this week. Man, that seems good.
Yeah, I went 23.06, so yeah, must have. Well, I scored 23.06 with a donut on field.
I've been in the top 1,000 two of the last 3 weeks in the weekly, so that's not too bad.
Not bad at all.
I think I was top 50 1 week.
Wow. No one wants to hear about your fantasy team, Stato.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm 3,800. 3,800 in Supercoach. There you go.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Worse in AFL fantasy because it's make-believe with all these position changes.
Sorry, and your scoring in Supercoach is not make-believe?
Also make-believe.
Yeah.
It's all fantasy. It's all fantasy. There you go.
Anything else before we wrap up? No? All good.
I don't know.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time we feel like doing something.